Hi, Paul. I'm Tommy Windsor, the captain of the Mobart Mobros Movember fundraising team.
Before we get too far into how the month went, for people, and I know it's hard to imagine anyone who's perhaps not familiar with Movember, but I might just get you to give me a brief description of what the month was all about.
So 13 years ago in Fitzroy in Melbourne, a bunch of mates were having a beer and having a chat about how great the breast cancer movement for women is, and one of those guys, the founding brother of Movember, Travis Garoni, had a birthday at the end of the month, and they thought that they'd try and have a moustache growing competition for the whole month, where they'd shave clean on the first and then grow their best, most stylish moustache for the next 30 days and then culminate in a party at the end. And they managed to raise a few funds and donated it back then, 13 years ago, to the Beyond Blue Foundation and Prostate Cancer Foundation of Australia. And since then, Movember has happened every year with millions of men from around the world over those 13 years, from 22 different countries now, growing moustaches. You can also pledge to move a certain amount for the month. That might be running kilometres or swimming or being active, or you can choose to host a party these days as well. And it's now the largest men's health charity in the world.
And of course, women as well as blokes can play a role in that.
Absolutely, absolutely. Movember quickly learned that Mo sisters, as we term them, are just as passionate about looking after the men and the men's health in their lives as Mobros are as well.
Because let's face it, a lot of blokes need a bit of prodding in the right direction, and women can be very good at doing that for their blokes.
Absolutely. Look, I think that's how it all started, raising a bit of awareness, having a bit of fun. Since then, over those 13 years, Movember as an organisation and the messages they're now pushing and the initiatives they're now funding have matured a lot as well. It definitely started off as a bit of fun. It was definitely what attracted me and my mates. It was a great, fun way to get behind a cause we were passionate about. But now I couldn't be prouder of the work that Movember are doing. They've funded over 1,800 different programs this year alone, ranging from getting men healthy and active and looking after their health in quite a general lifestyle sense, to really specific global leading prostate cancer treatments and at the forefront of treatment for men's mental illness.
Now, we last spoke, it would have been late October, so probably 6 or 7 weeks ago. Tell us about how Movember unfolded for you.
Well, it's been our most successful year to date. As of this week, we've just ticked over $130,000 raised for the month, which was our goal. So we're really happy to reach that. But I think what I've enjoyed most about this year is that it's once again been quite a different campaign, if you like, to other years. Every year something different comes along, someone new surprises me. This year I had a good mate, a mate of mine from school, so I've known him for a very long time, a very close friend, who's always helped out with Movember but never really got that involved or engaged. His name's Sam Shelley, and this year he went to a local fishing lure manufacturer of the Tassie Devil fishing lure, Wigston Lures, and said, how about we do a limited edition Movember lure? They called it the Mojo Lure, and all the funds from the sales of that Mojo Lure, which was bright green with little moustaches all down the back of it as stripes, turns out it was quite a successful fishing lure too. He's raised over $9,500, and it's the first time he's really got heavily involved, and he's got to have some of the enjoyment that I get every year of people coming up to him and going, I love what you're doing. I love how involved you are. Such a good idea. And Sam's sole motivation for that was to get blokes to reconnect and to get blokes to give each other a call and make time to get out in the wild and go for a fish together.
And the fact that I would imagine that you've had another record-breaking year, because last year was incredibly impressive, to top it this year is extraordinary, but it would suggest to me that more and more people are, as you say, becoming more involved, and that the word is getting out further and there's more awareness being raised.
Look, I think that's it's probably in two parts, Movember's success, I think, and our continued growth and success. One is unfortunately the prevalence of men's health issues in our community and how many different people that affects. And I hear new stories every year, and while that can be really hard at times, it's also one of the most rewarding things that Movember gives us an excuse, if you like, to share those stories and start talking about men's health issues, hopefully before it's too late. I think the other part of that continued growth and success is the evolution I spoke about earlier. The Movember isn't still pushing the same old message, hey guys, you need to talk about your health, that we were back in, you know, mid-2000s. You know, talk about your health and have a party. We're now at the forefront of the biggest killers of men's health in Australia, the treatment of those biggest killers. But also the message has changed. It's no longer good enough just to say, are you okay? We now need to be asking, no, mate, are you really okay? Do you want to catch up? Is there anything I can do to take a load off your mind? Or what do we need to do on a regular basis to make sure that you're going to be okay?
And, Tommy, when you talk about that, for people that maybe have a friend who perhaps they've called, they've emailed, and they haven't heard back from them and they are concerned, how do you actually break through that barrier?
Yeah, it's difficult and it's not natural. First of all, I'd encourage everyone to come along to the Movember event. We just hosted it for the second time, the Speak Easy event, which was all about having conversations of gravity and asking the second and third questions, if you like, rather than just, are you okay? But delving deeper if you notice some signs that someone mightn't be travelling too well. I mentioned it was just the second time Movember have done it. It's part of that evolution I spoke about. They're now rolling that out across the nation over the next 12 months into regional areas as well, so keep an eye out for it. But just to your listeners and our community, I'd say, be wary if your mates or your friends aren't quite themselves, and have the courage and strength to try and ask those questions, to delve a bit deeper. The one of the analogies, if you like, that was used at the Speakeasy event was, you know, we might play footy with a local amateur club and take it pretty seriously and train all season for the grand final. But if all of a sudden we find ourselves in life in a bit of a grand final one day and your mate turns around to you and says, I'm not okay, and you've got no idea what to say because you haven't trained yourself, you haven't trained those muscles to listen, you haven't trained those muscles or thought patterns to ask those deeper questions. If we're not practicing that on a regular basis, how can we expect to make a difference?
So at the risk of touching something that's obviously a great deal more complex, what should you do if someone turns around to you and says they're not okay? I imagine listening is a place to start.
Look, I don't actually think it is that complex, Paul. I think it's about creating an environment where everyone's asking, are you okay? Where everyone's saying, showing some empathy and showing that they're listening when you come across your colleague or your workmate or, sorry, your social mate in day-to-day lives. Don't take the easy route out and ask about the weather or the footy. Ask a question about how they're going, about their lives. So I actually think it's pretty simple, but as humans, we've trained ourselves, particularly as men, we've trained ourselves just to skim over the subjects and laugh off what might be serious issues with a bit of humour. So, yeah, it is difficult and confronting when someone turns around and goes, no, I'm not all right, or you know just innately that their answers or the way they're behaving isn't right. So you need to have the courage to say, look, I've noticed you haven't quite been yourself lately. I just want to let you know that I'm here for you if you want to talk. And if it's more serious, you should obviously recommend that they talk to someone, a professional. You know, take it back to the footy analogy, because guys are so good at playing footy and looking after themselves. If you've got a niggle in your hammy, go and see a physio. If you've got a bit of a niggle that's bothering you and affecting the way you enjoy your life, go and see a psychologist. You know, I think most people would be pleasantly surprised.
And, of course, another part of the message is that asking people or being concerned and aware of men's health, it doesn't stop on November the 30th.
Absolutely. No, and that's what I like about Movember. It is an intense period for me, but it's that jolt that I need to remind myself to be a better husband, to be a better mate, to be a better son. It reminds me to how to be a better human, I think. Yeah, so that's why I really enjoy it as well. And it's not just about mental health. It's about making sure you get regular checks. I just started going to see the skin cancer specialist a couple of years ago. I've got pretty fair, freckly skin and love to be outdoors. And after having sort of annual checkups, I've just had my first melanoma removed. And, you know, I've told people about that and I've been a bit shocked and asked if I've been all right. And I see that as a win for me, because if I wasn't getting it checked, I wouldn't know about it and it could have been a lot worse. So, yeah, it's all about looking after ourselves, taking a bit of responsibility as guys as well, rather than just, you know, saying she'll be right. I won't be the one with cancer. I think as we all get older, unfortunately, our lives start being surrounded by people who are the unlucky ones.
And of course, when we want to look after the other people in our lives, be it our partner, our children, our grandchildren, our parents, it really starts by us looking after ourselves.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, look, and that's been a big motivation for me. You know, when I've had challenging times, I know that I take support from the family rather than give it. So if I'm able to look after myself, I also find it really rewarding looking after others as well, particularly those close to me and being a good support. So,
well, Tommy Windsor, I think next year, rather than just catching up around the time of November, we should actually catch up and talk men's health on a more regular basis. Congratulations on everything you've achieved this year and going back. And, yeah, have a good Christmas and New Year. And, yeah, well done again.
Thanks very much, Paul. We've had another great year, but you're right. Men's health issues don't stop and start in November. I'd love to come back and continue our chats throughout the year and keep working hard.